All right, my name is Steve Elzinga. We're in this coaching class. We looked at sort of the basic things that a coach does. We sort of did a flyby with it. Now we're going to go into a little bit more detail. And we're going to start with the decision. We're going back to, how do you get a client to actually figure out what aspect of their life they want to do some action, to make some goal, to do something to make some aspect of their life better. So we're going to be looking at different models. So three things, again, just review. I want to keep reviewing this with you so you get it. The three things coaches do to accomplish making things happen is to help the client figure out what they want to do. So that's the decision. That's what we're going to look at. Number two, help the client figure out how to do what they want to do. That's the plan. And then finally, help the client do what they plan to do, and that's management. So we're going to be looking at, over the next several sessions, how to help a client figure out what they want to do. The decision, really, that's probably the most important thing. That's where you start. There's three basic model categories. We're going to be looking at models of brainstorming, how to think different ways of things to change in a person's life. And then we'll be looking at models to help them prioritize all these different things that they've brainstormed. And then finally, how to make a commitment to actually come up with a plan to do something about whatever it is that they decide they want to do. So this first step, brainstorm areas of action. I mentioned several sessions back that the seven connections is a way to help a client think about their life and what's going on in their life. And here's some helpful thought shapers of this model. So I'm going to give you these ways of thinking, or ways of asking a question and thinking about a certain, one of the seven connections. And then we'll apply these thought shapers to the seven connections. So here they are, helpful thought shapers of this model. Number one, problem. Okay? I want to get the client to think about a problem in a certain area, or a pain, or a question to solve. So in a particular area of your life, where is there a problem? Where is there frustration? Where is there brokenness? Where is there pain and suffering in your life, in this area of your life? I like us to think about that, and then maybe there's some action, some goal that we can come up with out of that. The second thought shaper for this model is improvement. So one way to think about things is the problem, or the frustration, or the pain. The other is to think about an improvement. Where in my life do I want improvement? Where is there a desire to go to the next level? So it might not be necessarily a problem in my life. It's just that I'm stuck in a rut and I want to get to the next level on something. It might be a sport. I'm at this level and I'm sort of stuck at this level. It's a great level. I've made a lot of progress, but it seems like I've plateaued. Or maybe my marriage has plateaued. Or you're looking at some aspect in your life where you want to see some growth, a desire to go to the next level. So problem or improvement? They're sort of on different ends of the continuum. So now what we'll do is we'll try to apply them to the seven connections. So remember, in the seven connections, we first think about our relationship to God. You know, we have this relationship to God, a talking, listening relationship to God. We sometimes call it a walk with God. That's one of the big themes here at Christian Leaders Institute. So I'm sitting with a client. I'm trying to help him think about his life, to figure out what he, could come up with as a goal, something to work on, something to make a plan, and then eventually work on, and something to manage. And I'm giving him a way to start thinking, because, your whole life is huge. All the different things that are happening in your life, often the client has no idea where to start. So we're going to introduce him to the seven connections model. So, number one, a problem or an improvement related to God. Okay, so I want the client to think about his or her relationship to God. You have this relationship to God. Could you describe your relationship to God? Tell me something about your relationship to God. And then, you know, are there any problems in that relationship? So generally what you do is you get someone just talking, you know, whatever comes to their head about their relationship to God. Oh, it's great. It's awesome. You know, I'm struggling in this. Sometimes I think God isn't listening to me, or, you know, I'm struggling with, you know, prayer, or I'm struggling with this or that. So you give them, in a way, an area of their life, your relationship to God. But now I want you to think about a problem. Is there a problem? Well, I can't think of any problem. Okay, is there anything about your relationship to God where you think things could improve? I mean, everything could improve. Can you think anything specific related to God where you would like to see some improvement? Maybe it's your devotional life. It's hit or miss. Or maybe it's, knowing enough about God, or understanding this aspect of God, or understanding, you know, what the purpose of prayer is, or the power of God in your life. Some aspect of your relationship to God. Or number two, is there a problem or an area of improvement related to your marriage? Okay, let's think about your marriage. Can you describe your marriage? Can you talk about your marriage? When did you meet? How did this go? What's this been like over the last years? What have been the highlights? What are the highs and the lows? Tell me something about your marriage. And then as he's talking, he may gravitate towards one of these things. What are the problems? What are the frustrations in the marriage? Well, you know, lately we don't seem to do anything together. Well, why is that? You know, we sort of ruminate. We talk about these things, get him thinking about his marriage. And he may gravitate towards a problem, a specific problem. Okay, that might be one of the things, you know, that might be one of the goals that he works on. Or it might not be a problem, it's just an area of improvement. You know, is there anything about your marriage that you'd like to see improved? You know, and probably a lot of people have, you know, a lot of things. You know, we could talk better. We could spend more time together. Sometimes we fall into the same arguments. We need to learn how to, we need to know how to resolve our conflicts. I mean, it seems like we never resolve them. We just do things and then we don't talk to each other, or we argue and then we argue about the same things over and over again. Or number three, is there a problem or an improvement related to your family? Okay, maybe you're married, you have some children. Can you tell me about your family? Let's explore the whole arena of your family. What's going on in your family? What do you like? What do you not like? Okay, is there any problems that you see in your family? Yeah, you know, the kids don't get along, or it seems like we have a problem with discipline in our family. There's a lack of consistency. Our kids don't listen. There's a lot of yelling going on in our family. Okay, so they may identify a specific problem. Okay, so you know, as you're going through this as a coach, you write all these things down. These are the things that the client is thinking about. Here's some problems in the family. Doesn't mean that that's the thing you're going to work on. Remember, this is the brainstorm time. We're trying to look at the client's life and trying to figure out where we should put our effort and focus. Number four, is there a problem or improvement related to your friends? Okay, tell me about your friends. Do you have a best friend? What are your friends like? What are they into? Why are they your friends? You know, describe your friendship circle. You know, some people don't have any friends. Do you have a best friend? And they'd say no. That's true for a lot of men. They just don't have a close friend. A lot of wives have close friends, but a lot of husbands, men don't have close friends. They don't have someone to share with. Well, is that a problem? Or is that an area that you'd like to see improved? Or you have some friendships, but sometimes there's a lot of politics in the friendships, and you know, there's not the trust that should be there, and you're not as close. Or you have friends in different arenas of your life. You know, this interest, you have this friend. This over here, you have that friend. And you just describe, you know, there might be something there that someone wants to work on. A problem or improvement related to your church. Okay? What church do you go to? Well, I don't go to any church. Well, why not? What's the problem with church? You know, so there's issues at church. Or maybe, you know, I'm in a church, but I don't see my role. I don't know what my gift is. I'm having a hard time finding my place. Or, you know, there might be some issue, some problem in church. Well, you know, let's talk about that. Or there might be an area of improvement. What could improve in terms of your relationship to church? So that might be a topic of discussion. Or number two, a problem or improvement related to the kingdom. You know, the kingdom of God, what's going on, your connection to what God is doing beyond this church. And finally, a problem or improvement related to your world. And when we, in the seven connections paradigm, where when we talk about the world, we're talking about the part of the world that is not connected to Christ. So is there a problem in your witness? And maybe you don't like to witness. Maybe you don't know how to witness. Maybe you don't see any success in your witnessing. Or maybe this is an area that you'd like to work on and you'd like to see some improvement. So my point is, you know, what we're doing is we're trying to help a client start to think about certain areas of their life that might need improvement, or certain areas that are causing pain or problem. What area of your life is giving you the most frustration right now? And maybe that is the thing that we are going to work on. Okay, so once you have identified the problem, you know, there's a problem in a relationship to God, or this is an area I would like to see improve, once you can identify that, and you haven't picked anything yet, but we're still thinking and exploring possibilities, right? You're in the brainstorm session of this. Then once we've identified a problem or a thing that we'd like to see improved, then the next thing is to go over that same ground and attach action-oriented goals to that thing. Okay? So I have a problem in my devotional life. It's hit or miss. Lately, it's been more miss than hit. So what kind of action goal could I come up with that addresses this problem that we've identified? So, you know, how could I solve this devotional problem? And so then you let the client figure that out. I'm not going to tell them. I'm not going to say, well, you know, here's one thing you could do. You could, you know, maybe your problem is you just lack the discipline, and so you need to find the same time every day to do your devotions. And maybe you need to attach your habit to a habit that you're already good at. You're trying to add a new habit. You're trying to do devotions in the middle of the afternoon, and you don't have any habits in the afternoon to attach them to. So why not attach your devotional habit to eating breakfast? You eat breakfast every morning, don't you? Yes, I do. All right, well, do your devotions while you're eating breakfast. You always eat breakfast every morning, so you're going to be, okay? So if I was a teacher, that's what I'd be saying. I'd be advising you, this is what I have found works. When I try to add a new habit to my life, I always attach it to a habit that I've already done. And then I find that I'm successful. Okay, but I'm not the teacher here. I'm the coach. So I'm asking you, what do you think it's going to take to make you more consistent in your devotions? And now the client has to try to brainstorm and think about ways. Well, I could, you know, or maybe he doesn't know. Well, fine. You keep struggling. Well, what could you do to get to know? Well, I don't know. Well, let's think about that. You know, so you're forcing him to own the problem. You know, people don't want to own the problem. They want someone to swoop in and do it for them. But then people never stick with the thing. They I'll do that for a while, but then if that doesn't work, you know, I blame, well, that was a bad idea. You have to force people to come up with their own solutions. Number two, if the problem was something in marriage or an improvement in marriage, okay, what action-oriented goal related to your marriage? What can you do about this? What small thing, a little, big thing, whatever, what can you do about trying to solve this problem? What are some of the solutions that you have? Number three, action-oriented goal related to your family. If there's a problem in the family, or if there's an improvement, you know, what are we going to do to change that? What ideas do you have? Number four, action-oriented goal related to your friends. Action-oriented goal related to your church. Action-oriented related to the kingdom. Action-oriented goal related to your world. Okay, so you get what we're doing here. We're applying a seven connections model. This model we're giving to our client and saying, these things will help you start to think about your life in two areas. Problems, things that are frustrating, things that are hurting you, and then other, you know, things you just want to improve, things where you want to go to the next level. Let's look at this area, God. Let's look at your marriage. Let's look at your family. Let's look at your friends. Look at the church. Look at your kingdom. Look at the world. Look at these various aspects of the seven connections, and is this helpful to start thinking about things that you could possibly do differently than you're doing now? And that's all you're doing, okay? We're just in the brainstorming, trying to figure out a thing, you know, a goal that we could come up with that we could finally decide on. We're not prioritizing yet. We're just brainstorming. All right? We'll see you again in the next session.